Laws for each of the grandchildren and Terry and I to have three apiece. So I picked out Doc and Bashful and Droopy, I believe is its name. I'm not really for sure. And I thought that I'd put them on the baby crib after I get the crib, tack them on or something. They're just real cute, and I took a picture of them tonight. And oh, I got a package from Joe and Carol too. Today it was sent to Bert and Dogs, and it's oh, I don't know how many. It's quite tall, about like a 8x10 picture, I guess. It's about as tall as that, and it's a drummer, guy in a military, outfit, and it's a nutcracker, and it's just the cutest thing. It has this handle in the back, and his mouth drops down, and you put the nut in it, and then you mash the handle back and it cracks it. So tonight I took a picture of the bassinet and of the nutcracker and the dolls so that you'd be able to see what they look like. And so I was just real pleased with that. Anyway, I visited with Bert until about 5, I guess, and Terry came in. And we had invited Janelle and Tommy to come over, and Terry was wanting them to come and play Risk with she and Dawn instead of me going over there last night and spending the night. And so I sent them a postcard Wednesday so they'd be sure not come last night but change it till tonight, since that I was going out to Oulton and Terry had this sorority meeting and of course she wouldn't be here. Well, I got ready to leave, and about that time Terry came in, and I thought maybe she was just bringing some things out to the house. And so before I left I said, well, Terry, did Janelle and Tommy call you and said that they weren't coming? And she said, well, no. And I said, well, what are you going to do? I said, you invited them to come and play Risk. And she said, oh, well, I knew that you'd be there. And I said, yeah, but did you stop to think that it was you that was throwing such a fit for them to come? And she said, oh, well, the Risk game is laying there. Well, Ezalyn, this just really upset me to no end. I just didn't know what to say. So Bert was wanting me to spend the night, and I told him no, that I had a hair appointment in the morning and that I needed to get my chest of drawers arranged and kind of clean up on the house, and I needed to get the baby things all dried and all this kind of stuff. And I'd like to kind of get most of it done tomorrow if I could, so I'd come on back. So she said, well, okay. And so I just left out, and then I went to Helen's and I stopped and got the bassinet. I said I decided to use it, and I took a picture of it for you, Elsa, and it's just the most precious thing. It just doesn't look like any bassinet you've ever seen. It's on wheels, but it has a base it rocks on, and I told you that I've showed you a cradle that I'd like to have. Well, it's similar to that, but it's out of white wicker, like this bassinet that John and Gail gave me to use. Anyway, it hangs from these rods on, each side, and the rods have rollers on them where you can roll it around anywhere you want to, or you can take it off and set it on the bed, and then it has a shelf underneath it too. And there's a little thing you can disconnect, and the bassinet will rock back and forth, and I just love it. I wasn't thinking that this is what it was, or I would have had no doubt in my mind that this is what I would use. Bert and Doc got this for Helen when Timothy was born, because she had picked it out with the baby that she had lost, and Dawn had to return it. And so she wouldn't buy anything, before Timothy was born, because she was afraid something might happen to him. And so when she was about 7.5 months, well, Doc and Bert surprised her and gave this to her. And anyway, she put two rows of white ribbon around it and a big white bow on either end for me, and just fixed it up so cute. And oh, Elsa Lynn, I just cried and cried and cried when I saw it, and told her how sweet she was and everything. She just hugged me and nearly cried. And she said, well, Sandy, this is our baby too, and we just have to take extra special care of you while Elsa is gone. So if you get a chance, she read the letter to me that you had written to them, and they were so pleased that you were tickled they had sent them something, and that you were in such good spirits, and that Helen, she just thinks you're the grandest thing for being so excited for this baby, because you know how Don is. He's so calm, and acts like he couldn't care less when really he could. And she was just real, real pleased. And just loves us both so much, and so I just think she's the most wonderful thing. And anyway, I came running on in then, and I got here about 6:30 and started calling Janelle and Tommy. And finally, about 7:15, well, they called me, and they were at the Pizza Inn here, and they'd come by just about 10 minutes before I got here and saw the note that Terry had left to Don. Well, they knew that I wouldn't do something like that, they said, and just run off and leave them, so they waited around. So we went and got a hamburger, and then when we got back, well, they rearranged the furniture in here for me. You know, where we had the chest, well, they put it on the opposite wall right next to my bookshelves and the other chest that Don and Helen gave me. And then we've got the bassinet and the rocker over where the brown chest used to be. So that way it's not by a window and it'll be real warm. So I took a picture of it so you could see it, and they were real sweet to help me. And they have a rocker that they can't use out there at their house, you know, because it's so small and they just don't have the room. And so they just insisted that they bring it to me, and I use it until I could get this rocker stained. And, of course, Mother made the pads for it and everything, so I thought, well, I'd either leave it in here and put their rocker in the living room or vice versa, and then I'd have two, and I wouldn't have to be dragging one around. And so they're going to come back Sunday morning after Sunday school and pick me up, and we're going to go to Olton because they haven't seen Joe and Jill yet. And then I'm going to spend the night and get Bert to bring me back Tuesday, unless I decide tomorrow, well, I'll just go ahead and take my car and follow them out or something. But I thought then that way, well, I say I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday morning, and Bert could bring me back and shop, you know, or something. But if I decide to just follow Tommy and Janelle to Olton in my car, well, then I thought, well, I could come in to the doctor, and then I may go back out and spend a day and a night with Helen, because she was really wanting me to. I just don't know yet. I'll have to wait and see what Dr. Benson says. And oh my goodness, I'm about to run out of tape again, but at least I've told you what I've been doing the past couple of days. And tomorrow I have many, many errands to run and things like that to do, and get all ready for this baby to come, get my suitcase packed and stuff like this, and then just wait and see what Dr. Benson thinks. But before I do run out of tape, Elsa Lynn Miller, I want to tell you how very, very much that I love you and how proud I am of you. And just, oh, I played the tapes to Janelle and Tommy tonight, and they enjoyed them so very, very much. And they love you so much, too, and send their love. And, darling, I just don't know whatever I would do without you. And just thank you so much for loving me and for taking good care of me and for being so excited for the baby. And just for being so much a part of my life. I just love you so much. And tomorrow, while I'm under the dryer, I'll write you a long letter. And do forgive me for just sending tapes.